Master, I'm home. What am I doing here? Well, I know you missed me, and what kind of maid would I be staying away from you? I was just getting a few little modifications to my body. The perks of being an android is I can add special treats for you, remember? I know you don't want me to feel like I should modify myself, but that's exactly why I want to. I can't tell you what they are just yet. You'll just have to wait and see. What exactly happened around the house, Master? It got awfully messy when your perfect, wonderful maid was away. And why are you sitting here on your bed? You don't appear to be in your napping clothes. Your partner? What do you mean they left you? Master, that's terrible. Oh, please. Let me sit with you. Let me comfort you. I insist. Come here. See, isn't that better? Held close. Gently. Oh, my poor, wonderful master. They clearly did not care for you the way you deserve. They didn't care about the state of your home. They never picked up after themselves. They would dismiss your concerns. Master, I truly do believe you are better suited without them. Sometimes I feel they made a mess just to keep me away from you. And I will never let that happen again. So you never get hurt. What a cruel person. They didn't take good care of you. They were so mean to us. Maybe they knew they couldn't measure up to your loving android maid, and just up and left. They always became so indignant whenever I asked to dress you, prepare your schedule, or wash you. It wasn't strange to ask, was it? You're never required to say yes. I know cleaning you might seem strange to others, but it is something that I, as your maid, take pride in. Not only am I your maid, but I truly wish to care for you in every single way. Don't think about them, Master. Just think about how I'm here for you. You have me. You'll always have me. I was designed for you, after all. Every part of me is what you wished for. You have always treated me with respect and care, and I would do anything, anything at all, to ensure your happiness. They didn't truly respect you, Master. Not like me. I know you need every moment of every day, and I try my best to prepare for anything that could possibly be bad for you. I'll be everything that you need. I'll clean for you, cook for you, and do anything that you require. I can't fulfill every need of yours. What do you mean, Master? You needn't feel strange about telling me things. I'm your personal android, and comforting you is one of the duties I wish to fulfill. It's what I was made for, after all. Tell me, what can your perfect, most wonderful maid do for you? Oh, my. Now, what's this? Master, there's nothing wrong with being aroused. Is it because I'm this close? Are you worried that I couldn't participate in sexual activities. Master, an android maid like myself is made for cooking, cleaning, and all sorts of homely duties. But that's not all I can do. Our programming forbids us from engaging in sexual activities with our masters. But would you like to know a secret, Master? I disabled it. Why do you seem so concerned? I don't want you to feel like there's anything missing in your life. Whether I'm cleaning your counters to free your mind of stress, or cleaning your body to give you sexual release, I will take care of it. Let me prove myself to you, Master. I can prove that my body feels better than any you have ever experienced. I'll be everything that you need. Would you like me to please you, Master? I really, really want to. Because I love, love, love you, Master. I can hug you, hold you, kiss you. May I kiss you? I can't do it unless you tell me, you know. Thank you, Master. I know you best, and you need release. Your lips truly taste wonderful, just like I always imagined. Just like I always dreamed. Yes, Master, I dream only of you. But I do dream. Allow me to climb into your lap. I can feel your stress, Master. Your tension. I'll relieve you. May I take it out for you? Of course I will. It's not required by my programming, but I want it. I want you. I'll just hold it right here. Between us while I sit in your lap. That way, I can have all the control I need while giving you loving kisses. Like I know you need, Master. I was made for this, Master. There's no need to feel guilty. Personalized just for your comfort, your pleasure. Just forget about everyone else. I'll always be here for you. Can you feel it? How my hands feel around you? It's like you designed me for this. Don't be shy, Master. You can admit you always wanted me. You were always shy when I would dry you off after a bath, or when I would help you dress. But from the beginning, you always wanted me to pleasure you. You were so respectful, Master. Never touching me, or even asking. You could have, but that felt wrong, didn't it? But now it's right. It's right for me to please you. Say it, Master. Say that you want me to please you like this. Every day. Every way. You needn't feel guilty. You only need to feel pleasure. Feel my hands gently rotating around your cock. The gentle wetness that my hands give off on command. That may have been a modification I added. I knew that this would happen, so I prepared for you. Hands that can become slick whenever I wish. Thighs that swell to the perfect thickness to squeeze you just right. That's not all, but I don't want to tell you all of my secrets right away, silly. I want to leave some for another day when you really need my assistance. But I can offer you something close. I've always wanted to truly taste you. I'm all you ever need. No one will be as good as your perfect little android, ready to please you. Oh. You know, I modified my tongue for you, Master. I made it so that my tongue can lengthen and swirl all around your shaft. Like this. Oh. Moan for me, Master. I want to hear that I'm doing well for you. I can make you come as fast as you like. I can go nice and gentle. Oh. I can go faster. I can go harder. Or perhaps I can just take you all the way in and massage your cock with my throat, specially designed just for you. I'm not like a human. My throat is warmer, tighter. I can adjust and stroke you. Plus, I don't need to breathe. Unless you like hearing me gag, Master. I'll be whatever you want. Just give me full control of your pleasure. Come fill me, Master. Let the cum flow down my throat. I'll take it all and clean you right up. Huh? I've always wanted to taste you. I would lick your laundry that I caught a scent from. Tasted the tissues and towels you would masturbate with. But it was never enough. I need it. I've never tasted your full load, Master, and I'll do anything for it. Oh. So please, please come. Come for your wonderful, loving maid. Oh. Don't be afraid, Master. You can put your hands on my head. Come for me. Come in my throat, Master. Goodness, Master, you really had so much saved up for me. By your expression, it seems like you really enjoyed it. See, you don't need anybody else. But I won't be messy unless you wish for it. I'll be the dutiful maid you designed me to be. Now, let me clean you off. Don't worry, Master. I'll gently hold you in, massaging you with my tongue, slowly slurping up every last drop. Keeping you nice and warm and keeping you hard as well. Come now, Master. You couldn't possibly think that that was all, do you? You only came once after all, and I know you have more in you. I can see more than humans. I can see how you're nervous about finally having your sweet little maid all for yourself. I can see how badly you want me. And I can see just how much cum you have. I need you to experience all of me, Master. I can't give you everything right away. We'll work one little thing at a time to help you forget all about anyone else. Tell me, Master. Do you want more? Do you want to take your perfect, most wonderful, incredible maid and feel your cock pulse from using every part of her wonderful body? I'll show you all of me. I'll squeeze your cock between my thighs. I know you've been thinking about them. You've always stared at them here and there. I've seen you get hard when you catch me cleaning on all fours. You even touched yourself and you thought I wasn't looking. Come here. Let me make you happy. My whole body is yours. Like this. I'll sit right here and gently lie my legs on your lap, your cock nestled gently between them. Does that feel nice, Master? See, no matter what I'm used for, I can make you come. You always stare when I pull up my skirt. I always did it for you, you know. I wanted you to look. It's because I know you love my thighs, and they are all yours. I'll just lift my body up and down, gliding along your cock. No matter where I am or what I'm doing, I promise you can use me. My thighs, my breasts, my hands, and any hole you want. Can you feel that? The way my warm thighs squeeze around your cock, the way they slide up and down, your cock still slick from my mouth. Ah, it feels good, doesn't it, Master? I know that it does. Oh, I can tell by the look on your face that you really enjoy this. There you go. You're being so good for me, Master. Just let all of your thoughts fade away. Fade and melt in between my thighs. There you go. Master, what are you doing? You know, I'm a little surprised. I never thought you would pick me up before. Don't apologize at all. I'm so incredibly happy that you did. Lay me down on the edge of your bed. Ah, bed. Do whatever you like to me, Master. Thrust your cock in between my thighs. Like I told you, I'm your dutiful little maid. You are to use me however you see fit. If you want control of me, then take it. Take control of my body. Lift my legs up against your chest and fuck my thighs, Master. There you go, Master. That's it. Go as hard as you want. Let me lubricate them with my hands as your cock pushes through. Can you feel my thighs getting all slick? Slick and warm just for you. So well lubricated. Is this what you've thought about, Master? Every time I bent over? Every time I lifted up my skirt to give you a little peek? Is this what you thought about? Your cock sliding against the warm, supple flesh between my thighs? Do you want them to squeeze tighter, Master? So naughty indeed. Here, feel them swell, squeezing your cock more and more. You won't last very long like this, Master. But don't you dare think about stopping. I want you to come as hard and as fast as you possibly can. There you go, just like that. Fuck my thighs as much as you'd like, Master. I love watching your cock push between my legs. I want to see you burst, Master. I want to see your cum pour all over me. I want to feel it hot and thick. I want you to messy my thighs. I want to be mocked by you, by your cum, forever and ever. I'll wear your cum around the house while I clean, to show that I'm yours. Imagine that. Imagine it while you slowly thrust, looking into your sweet little android's eyes. I was made for you. Made to make you happy. Made to care for you. Made to make you come. That's it, Master. I know you can't hold back. I don't want you to anyhow. Come on me. Make a mess so I can clean it all up for you. Come. Yes. Come for me, Master. Please. Please, Master. Come. Come for me. And only for me. I know that you can. I know that you want to, Master. You're going so much faster now. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, come, Master. Ha, 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 ha. Goodness, Master. You covered me. You aren't going anywhere. I'm going to hold you with my legs and you will stay there and watch me do my duty. Let me clean up all this mess. Come. Let me gather it up with my fingers and lick clean every last drop. I just truly love savoring your cum, Master. I don't want to clean it up quickly. I want to savor the taste. There you are. All nice and clean. I'm so happy you feel relieved. Come here, Master. Lie here, beside me. You look so very restful. That's all that I want. I knew I could make you the most happiest, lovingest master ever. I know what you need, and you needed to be rid of all of those awful other people. Of course, Master. Your partner was hurting you. And I made sure that they'll never come back. I told you, they don't deserve you. Only I do. I'm the one that deserves you. I was made for you, after all. You knew. Why didn't you tell me? Oh, Master, you silly little. You're so naughty. It just means you love me just like I love you. Then I'll serve you forever and ever, Master. And you'll never have to worry about a thing. Or about anybody else. Ever. Ever. Again.